now brings you The Golfer.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Could that be Dan, the Does mailman?
It sure could, Mr. Collier. Me and about 1,000 Does letters.
Boy, I guess the whole country's dozing their wash.
You betcha. Take a gander at this letter from Brooklyn, New York.
What's that?
Little 11-year-old Nikki Falick. Says her mother's always does in everything, so Nikki tried it herself.
What she does?
Their fish bowl.
Oh, does the dish for the fish, huh?
Yep. And say, get this one from Los Angeles, California.
What?
Mr. Lawrence Briscoe says his neighbor's dog had fleas.
Uh-huh.
So he does Rover, and if you please...
No, please. Oh, say, folks, here's a grand letter from Yaleville, Connecticut. Mrs. Mary Howe writes, I'm 77 years old and still do all my own laundry, but I couldn't manage it without Does. My white clothes look white as snow, and my colored things fresh and bright. I'm sure Does will still be going strong when it is 77 years old. Well, Does is off to a good start, Mrs. Howe. You know, ladies, when you Does everything in your wash, you're using the soap that's best. There's no soap anywhere that gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does. Yet your colored rayon undies are safer with this new kind of soap. Colors stay brighter. I tell you, Does does best in actual wash day comparisons with 25 different soaps. Does won hands down with its outstanding combination. Because only Does gave you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does.
You can ask Dan the Does mailman. Does does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Molly and Bertie have just been witness to a strange occurrence, and each puts a different interpretation on it. On their way to the big civic meeting tonight, Molly and Bertie were given a lift by Mr. Reynolds in his car. Well, down the road a way, they passed Elizabeth Neal, also headed for the meeting. When they arrived, Mr. Reynolds dropped Molly and Bertie at the hall and explained he was going to park his car. But instead, they watched the car turn around and head back down the road. Unknown to Molly, but no surprise to Bertie, Reynolds drove back, picked up Elizabeth, and then, in spite of her protests, drove off in the opposite direction, away from the meeting hall. And that was an hour ago. Listen.
Bertie, but what are we standing in the hall, please? Come already, fix your hair and fix yourself, and let's go in where everybody is already, please.
They won't start the meeting before Mr. Reynolds gets here, and if you ask me...
All right.
Over.
Yes, Bruce?
We're all waiting for you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, coming momentarily, Bruce. We're coming.
Mrs. Goldberg, call Bruce Hanley and tell him that we're worried.
I'm not worried, Bertie.
Well, you should be, Mrs. Goldberg. Why don't you let me call Bruce Hanley and tell him what we know?
Because, Bertie, there's nothing that you know, Bertie,
right,
please.
All right, folks, we're waiting.
Yeah, yes. We're coming. I think they're going to call the meeting to order, Bertie. Please, don't be nervous and don't be restless and come. How do I look, Bertie?
Well, I wouldn't know, Mrs. Goldberg. Take the mirror out of your pocketbook and look yourself. Look what I did to my favorite fingernail. I bit it off. Now you know how nervous I am.
Well, don't be nervous and don't bite your nails, but tell me, please, Bertie, one simple sentence. Why are you nervous?
Do you read the newspapers, Mrs. Goldberg?
Every day.
Is there ever one day that goes by without somebody getting murdered?
There's a war.
I'm not talking about the war. I'm talking about love triangles that end in tragedy. That's what the consequences of this will be. Every action has a consequence, Mrs. Goldberg.
I know that.
Well, what good is knowing if you ignore what you know?
Well, there are all kinds of consequences.
Mrs. Goldberg, this is no time to be philosophical. Call Bruce and tell him to get a staging party before it's too late.
But I'm not worried, Bertie, please. I'm not worried. So why should I be worried?
Aren't you ever going to tell him that Mr. Reynolds went back to...
No, I'm not going to tell him, Bertie, because I don't want to start anything, and I don't want to stir anything. Please. And I'm sure Mr. Reynolds, if he turned around his car to go back, maybe he went to buy cigarettes. Mr. Ripple is the only one in town that has cigarettes, so maybe that's what it is.
I don't agree with you, Mrs. Gilbraith. How long does it take to go over to Mr. Whipple's store to buy cigarettes?
All right, Bertie, please.
Well, it's only up the road. Oh. Tell Bruce, it's almost an hour. I just want to impress upon you, Mrs. Gilbraith. Almost an hour since we saw Mr. Reynolds turn his car around, and I say he went back to meet Elizabeth Neal.
Bertie, I hope you didn't speak to anybody, please. I hope you didn't say anything to anybody.
What are you doing out in the hall tomorrow?
I'm coming, Bruce. I'm coming.
Mark?
Bertie, please tell Bruce that I'm just going to use the telephone, please. And I want to tell Rosalie that the meeting is later than I anticipated. I said anticipated.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I'll be there momentarily. And then, Bertie, dear, silence is golden. Silver. Hello? Hello, hello, operator? Operator, the Goldberg residence, please. Huh? Oh, this is Margaret? This is when will you switch to the night switch? Huh? Fine, why not? Huh? Oh, your mother is here. I didn't saw her yet. Huh? Well, who told you? Nonsense. Mr. Reynolds picked me up in his car and... Nothing, Margaret, but... I don't know. He picked me up, he turned himself around, and he went forward, and... Elizabeth was walking to the meeting, but... No, foolish. Darling, give me 9-8. Foolish, dear. Why, a person can't turn himself around. 9-8, dear. 9-8. No, no, no. No, why should you leave your switch for what, dear? Yes, thank you, sir. Just give me 9-8. Do you want to use the telephone, Mrs. Willoughby?
No, I'll
I wouldn't be a second. Hello, Rosalie? Rosalie, yeah. This is Mama, dear.
Are you worried, Ma?
About what?
Bertie called before a little while ago.
Oh, yes? So
and
what?
Mr. Reynolds isn't back.
Well?
Oh, why didn't somebody go out for them?
Rosalie, dear, I just called to tell you that I'll be later than I expected.
I know that, but, Ma, will you call me back?
For what, darling?
And tell me if you hear anything.
There's nothing to hear, sweetheart.
Well, aren't you worried?
Rosalie, please, control your imagination.
Ma.
Mrs. Willoughby's waiting to use the telephone.
But, Ma, where's the flashlight?
For what? I closed the barn door before I left.
But Seymour wants to go down to the something.
There's nothing to do, Rosalie.
Well, Bertie said that everybody in the meeting is nervous and ambitious.
All right, darling, please, don't you be nervous.
Call me, Ma. You may get another surprise, too.
What? Say that again?
You may get another surprise.
What surprise?
Well, if I tell you, it won't be a surprise.
Rosalie, please, don't riddle me with riddles. What surprise about what?
Ma, if I tell you, it won't be a surprise, so don't ask me.
Rosalie, I'm asking, what is the surprise?
Ma, call me back.
Huh? Rosalie, darling, if you're baking the cake, I don't like the way you make layer cake, and don't take out my recipes, and don't turn the house upside down and turn it over.
All right, Mama, darling,
please.
Don't worry. Just call me back, huh?
Huh?
Just call me back. Please,
is it a surprise?
Well, will you tell me that you called me
all
back,
all right.
Mama,
goodbye. All right, Mrs. Willoughby, you can have the telephone. You're calling your house?
No, I'm calling Mr. Whipple to ask him if Mr. Reynolds was there tonight.
Oh.
You seem to think he was just there to buy cigarettes. I don't think so, Mrs. Goldberg. And Bertie Smithel doesn't think so. And neither does Mary Foote or Martha Wilberforce or any of us girls that know Mr. Reynolds. And know the scandalous way he's treated Elizabeth Neal all these years. Do you know that...
What?
Come here. Let me whisper in your ear.
What is
it? I don't want to be heard mentioning it.
What is it? Yeah. Oh. Yeah?
That's something you didn't know, isn't it?
Well,
And come here. Come here.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah?
A fine man to run for councilman. Did you know that his governor was here?
Mr. Fernandez?
One look at that poor old man's face and you know how broken up he is about the marriage. I don't think Teresa's more than 19, do you?
No, I don't think so.
I've heard somebody say that she was marrying Mr. Reynolds to protect her father.
Well, will you excuse me, Mrs. Willoughby? I want to see where Bertie is.
Yes, surely.
Bruce.
Oh, hello, Miss Goldberg. There you are.
Bruce, did you see Bertie, Bruce?
Yeah, she's over there talking to Fanny Tubbs.
Bertie!
Yeah, she heard you. She's coming over.
I asked her not to say anything. I just spoke to Rosemary. She said I have a surprise coming to you. Well, to me, do you know what it is, Mr. Handy? If I have to make a speech, please, Mr. Handy, cancel it. I'm not prepared.
You called me, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, Bertie, I did call you. Bertie, why did you go and
didn't bring up the subject, Mrs. Goldberg. Everybody asked about Mr. Reynolds. All I said was that we drove down here with him and he was going to park his car in the shed, but instead he turned right around and went back. And I said you thought he went back to get cigarettes.
So?
And I said I was terribly worried, and if I was worried, it was hard to tell them why. And everybody agrees with me there's plenty to worry about, especially if Elizabeth Neal was going to tell a few things about Mr. Reynolds that he'd rather nobody knew.
All right, Bertie.
There's Martha Wilbur waving to you, Mrs. Gobay.
Excuse me.
Martha? Oh, she knows.
Bertie.
Yes, Martha.
Bertie. What's this surprise Mrs. Goldberg said we had in store for her?
Oh, does she know?
No, but she wants to know.
That's what's gotten me all jittery, too.
Well, what is it?
Mr. Goldberg called from New York, and I didn't tell her because I wanted her to accept the nomination before he gets here. And now, if we don't get started...
All right, Martha, all right. Bertie, you didn't have to speak to everybody. I mean, you didn't...
I didn't speak.
I don't know why everybody's so frightened.
Well, Mrs. Goldberg, maybe they've got reason to be.
Well, are you also frightened, Mr. Handley?
Of course he is.
But why, Mr. Handley?
I'll tell you why. If Mr. Reynolds has anything to hide...
Yes?
Dead women tell no tales.
Now, I'm no mind reader, but I bet many of you have often thought, why on earth isn't something done about dishwashing? Look, when I stand here and say, does is best, does everything in your wash, I'm giving you a tip on dishwashing, too. Well, sure, this new kind of wash day soap does everything for dishes. Just bring out your dishpan, and I'll show you what everything means. It includes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. It means truly fast action on grease, along with greater kindness for your hands, better care than any other leading wash day soap gives you. Just wait till you see Does in action. See how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the second water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And watch how Does cleans up sticky frying pans, cuts grease without any hard scouring. And listen, notice how extra kind Does treats your hands, how beautifully soft and smooth it leaves them. Yes, does your dishes, and you'll know does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Dead women tell no tales. Well, perhaps Bertie is prone to exaggerate, but Reynolds sounded in deadly earnest when he spoke to Elizabeth earlier tonight. What with the disappearance of Reynolds and Elizabeth, and Jake due to arrive at any moment, Molly's nomination may yet take place on a very eventful night. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Bird. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.